Today is the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, and for commentator and Louisiana resident Ed Cullen, the first day of summer arrives wrapped in intense odors.
Growing up in South Louisiana is to know a laboratory of competing smells. New Orleans is the smell of restaurants and jasmine on courtyard walls. It's also the sweet, sickening smell of garbage and diapered horses pulling sweating tourists in white carriages. In Baton Rouge the other afternoon, I stepped from the chilled, sterile air of a drugstore into the moist, muscular heat of Louisiana summer. I could feel the asphalt's blaze through the soles of my shoes. It was tempting to drive home in air-conditioned comfort. Instead, I drove the 6 blocks with windows down to take an inventory of aromas. Chemical plants above and below Baton Rouge on the Mississippi River pump smells into the air that range from just plain stink to smells that suggest the flavors in a sack of Jolly Ranchers. Some days the air is heavy with the smell of roasting coffee from the community coffee plant across the river. The smell is strong enough to be that second cup. As the air heats and the humidity mounts to 90%, it's not flowers you smell so much as it is everything else. One afternoon, dripping from mowing the yard, I sat in the shade drinking ice water, and the smell of Tanker, the yard man of my childhood, ambled up. Tanker was huge. He worked hard in the summer and didn't bathe unnecessarily. He smelled like a rotting tree, the edge of a bayou, a pile of leaves. He smelled like the oil on the blades of his push lawnmower, sweat-stained khakis, ruined felt hat, and big leather shoes. I imagined that Tanker smelled like the pioneers in my school books. I think of Tanker and I think of other summer smells, heat rising through crepe myrtle blossoms at street's edge, storm drains, the exhausts of passing cars and trucks, wet dogs. When the air was still and hot, you could smell a woman's perfume above the sidewalk 3 minutes after she'd walked by. At noon and again toward evening, a menu of aromas opened. The Schmidts were having pork chops. Miss Irene was frying okra. Someone's roux for gumbo was about to burn. Today, a block from home, the smell of thousands of small white flowers in a towering ligustrum hedge assailed my nose. I parked the car and walked up the driveway. I stopped at the front door to sniff. The smell of pork roast said, "Come on in."
Ed Cullen works at the Baton Rouge Advocate.